Hi, I'm Peter Solomon, and I'm taking a few minutes this morning to explore a new podcast from the Star Tribune called Ghost of a Chance. It's the paper's first foray into narrative history podcasting. It deals with race relations in Minnesota, examined through the experiences of a black couple that moved to the state in the early 20th century, right around the time that the Fisk Jubilee Singers made this recording of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. I'll get to just who the couple was in a moment. First, we'll meet Eric Roper.
So my name's Eric Roper. I work at the Minnesota Star Tribune. I've worked here for 15 years.
Eric is the editor of Curious Minnesota at the Star Tribune. He describes himself as having an obsessive nature, which serves him well when he combs through census records, letters, government documents, and old newspapers, trying to uncover information about interesting stories. In March 2020, Eric moved into an old home in South Minneapolis. The pandemic was just taking hold, and there was a lot of time to explore the question of whether there was any interesting history connected to his new address.
So for me, it was just, okay, let's see what I can find about my house. I mean, it's obviously also March 2020. We have a lot of time to be researching our homes. And then quickly stumbled upon a map by Mapping Prejudice, which is a local organization in town that talked about these black families, this small wave of black families who lived in Southwest Minneapolis in the early 20th century. I found it because I had been Googling my address, and there was my house on the map. And I reached out to the people who run that organization, who I already knew, and said, hey, you know, I moved into this house. And they're like, oh, you moved into the Robinson house.
Could you please give me a short description of Harry and Clementine Robinson, like who they were and how they ended up where they did in your house?
Yeah. So Harry and Clementine were born in the early 1880s. They were the first generation born free in their family. They were born in Indiana and Missouri. So what I learned was a lot about sort of the pre- and post-Civil War history of those areas in the course of this. They came to Minnesota sort of before the what we now think of as the typical Great Migration years. I mean, they came in 1908. And they established a life here. I mean, I think as people will hear on the podcast, there's a lot of success that they found, but also a lot of challenges that they found. And, you know, I mean, Harry at one point becomes a business owner. Clementine is a massage therapist. I mean, that's sort of that eventually becomes her job. It's not her initial job. And one thing that's interesting about their lives is, and people will hear this in later episodes of the podcast, is that they take us geographically two sort of important places in the history of South Minneapolis, starting in my home and then moving to their subsequent homes. And I won't give away where all that is, but their story takes us to an important place at an important time in the history of, particularly the history of segregation in Minneapolis. And that wasn't really entirely clear to me until later in the process, but I think that that's part of why we feel that their story sort of helps us understand a bigger picture history of the city.
Eric spent 3 years researching the story of Harry and Clementine Robinson before he made mention of it to one of the top editors at the Star Tribune. They suggested the idea of creating a podcast, and to make that a reality, he teamed with the Star Tribune senior audio producer, Melissa Townsend.
My name's Melissa Townsend, and I'm the senior audio producer at the Minnesota Star Tribune, and I was the producer, writer, and narrator of Ghost of a Chance. So I came in, I listened to Eric's tape. There was about 25 hours worth of tape. He had traveled all across the Midwest. He had talked to a lot of people, gone to a lot of public meetings or community meetings. And what struck me then in that moment was like, there's some really good stuff here. And this tells a story of a person who's following his curiosity. This couple, Harry and Clementine Robinson, who are the subjects of the podcast, but also the story of Minneapolis, and in a lot of ways, Minnesota, in terms of race relations, discrimination, opportunity. And so it was this real creative opportunity to tell a big epic story about where we live.
Within the first few minutes of the first episode of the podcast, Eric mentions that his house is situated just a few blocks away from the site where George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis policemen in 2020. Here's an excerpt from episode 1 of Ghost of a Chance.
Now, by this time, Eric had lived in the house for a couple of months. It's May 2020. And one afternoon, less than a mile away, a young black woman,
Darnella Frazier,
standing on the sidewalk in front of Cup Foods convenience store, uses her cell phone to videotape a white police officer,
Derek Chauvin,
across the street, kneeling on the neck of a black man,
George Floyd, for nearly 10 minutes.
For nearly 10 minutes.
Not that far from my house on 38th in Chicago.
Relax. Man, I can't breathe my face. Just get up.
I asked Eric to talk about why he felt the Robinson story has resonance today and connects to the murder of George Floyd.
One thing that's clear about that event is that there was such unrest because there was something simmering right below the surface. We know today that there are wide disparities between the white and black community in Minnesota. And in order to sort of try to unpack that, we have to go into the past and we have to try to understand how we got to today. And I'm not going to say that this is the entire story, because there's probably more to tell about all of these things. But certainly the Robinson story in its full arc helped me understand some of how we got to today. Whether we're talking about housing discrimination, employment discrimination, there's a number of places along the way where the Robinsons are facing a lot of headwinds, in other words. There's a lot that goes into why Minneapolis became this ground zero for a global racial reckoning. But I think certainly this history helps me understand a bit of why that really erupted the way it did. And we really want to start a conversation here, and we want this podcast to reflect what people are wondering about or what they are thinking about or what feedback they have. And so we're going to be coming up here to the 5th anniversary of George Floyd's murder. And so I think hopefully we can be a catalyst to have a larger conversation around the history and sort of what it says about the events around 2020, you know.
Eric Roper, editor of Curious Minnesota at the Star Tribune and the principal reporter and researcher behind the podcast Ghost of a Chance. I also spoke with senior audio producer, writer, and host Melissa Townsend. To learn more about Ghost of a Chance, go to startribune.com/ghostofachance or search for it wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.